from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
McDermott said it's important to get a feel for the speed of the game this time of year.
Mike Danger.
Spirits seem high today. You've got perfect weather, and you have that one last practice here before it gets real, right?
Gene Battaglia.
Normally a lighter practice. That's what I would expect tomorrow here, 2 days out from the first preseason game. So
I think they're a better football team this year than they were last year.
I'm excited about this team.
One more camp day here on campus before the team pulls up stakes, heads back to Buffalo, prepares for their preseason opener Saturday afternoon against the Chicago Bears.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
It is bittersweet. Today's a bittersweet day. You know, we never want to wish away summer. We certainly enjoy the privilege of being at St. John Fisher for Buffalo Bills training camp every day the team is in town. And, you know, the day comes where that final practice happens, the moving trucks are all packed and ready to go, and the team heads back west to Orchard Park, and another season at Buffalo Bills training camp here in Rochester is over.
Yeah, we definitely have an appetite for Major League sports in Rochester. Just, we're not a major market. That's kind of the rub there, right? So when these things come around, when it's a golf major, when it's the Buffalo Bills training camp, I think we do this right. And that was a lot of fun. Today felt like the last day of school, though. It really did. It was just kind of subdued. And the fact that, I mean, you had the moving truck leaving about an hour after it was loaded up, ready to go, yep, heading on back to Orchard Park.
Yep, that's right. And you mentioned practice today. Practice was a little bit more down tempo. Like, they just took their foot off the gas a little bit there. No pads, you know. Not necessarily a walkthrough, but it felt more like, okay, we're just making sure everybody knows where they need to be, and let's not get anybody injured today at practice as we prepare for Saturday's preseason opener.
No, there were some practices in the heat there where the hitting was real, yeah, and the tempers were flared. Today was not that at all. I could give you my highlight of practice today, Danger. It gives us something to kind of chew on, but fantastic show we've got lined up here,
yeah,
for today.
And before we tell you who's stopping by the sports bar, as we kind of wrap up our coverage of Buffalo Bills training camp, I think a lot of thank yous are in order. I'm eternally grateful for the work that you do, Gino, for the work that our team does around us. I mean, we don't get the opportunity like a lot of, as many people get, to be there, to have the access that we have, to be able to talk to the people that we talk to. We certainly can't do it without the help of our engineer, Derek the Pizza Dude, who is there every morning to get us set up, get us ready to go, get us ready to talk to these players. I certainly want to say a big thank you to Max, who helped us out with video production and making sure that all of our content and our streams were up and rolling, and that we had some good recaps to share with you across all of our platforms. Young Zach, the intern.
Learned a lot, yeah.
Hopefully it was a summer of education, a summer of learning, a lot of experiences. Zach, who had never tried a Reuben in his entire life, didn't know what a Reuben sandwich was until he went to the cafeteria at St. John Fisher during one of the media luncheons. He was like, oh, this isn't bad. I'm like, yeah, that's a Reuben. It's a pretty good sandwich. Get familiar with the Reuben, young Zach. he was fantastic throughout the course of training camp. Of course, the Dan DeLorean, spending time here at the studio, keeping us on the air as well. I know I'm forgetting people. Everybody at St. John Fisher, all the volunteers. I mean, stop and talk to the volunteers, talk to Coach, talk to a bunch of the volunteers that are there. Man, it's just good. It's good vibes all around for the two and a half, three weeks that we've got training camp here in town. It's fleeting, but man, it feels good. And you know, all these people are a part of what makes it great.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank also, because we can't do it without our sponsors, Maddie's Motorsports, Graham Marcus, the fantastic, and they are blowing up. They've got locations now, three of them in town. They got one in Buffalo, so always great to see a Rochester area business do well. And special thanks to John and Brad and everybody over at Ace Swim helping us out, facilitated by our guy, Mike Whittemore, Whittemore Productions.
Hey,
so thank you, Whit.
That's our guy.
So, like, this was a team effort, making it happen. I want to say 3 weeks. 3 weeks it felt like we were out of camp. I know it wasn't technically three, but we were there for the better part of 3 weeks. We taped some fantastic conversations today, and we've got football tonight.
That's right.
Danger. We've got football Saturday, the Buffalo Bills, of course, taking on the Chicago Bears, and oh my gosh, we're going to have the number one overall pick playing. We're going to have Josh Allen playing. It's going to, I didn't expect this, but that
for a quarter of play, it's going to feel like a regular season game, at least. That's the hope. I mean, I'm sure there'll be some bugs worked out, but if you had a curiosity to see what Josh Allen looks like this preseason, you'll get your wish on Saturday. And if you had a curiosity to see what the number one overall pick in the NFL draft looks like in his first NFL action, you'll get your wish in Orchard Park on Saturday as well. Joining us this afternoon to talk about this final practice, to kind of put a bow on training camp, a couple of our favorites. We're talking to Joe Biscaglia from The Athletic. Joe B. stops by in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah, Joe is good when it comes to X and O's. I value his opinion, and there's a lot to talk about in the secondary. Namely, hey, DeMar Hamlin, are we there yet for him as a starter? Because entering camp, I put my hand up in the air. I'm like, I don't know if he makes this team. Well, he's on the team. But now, can we value him as a starter? Because, well, Cole Bishop is hurt and Mike Edwards is hurt. And you don't know when those two guys are actually going to be coming back. Also, Kyer Elam. That's an interesting topic. Like, how much time will we see? Is there really going to be a rotation? So much to talk to. Of course, the wide receivers, too. Joe Biscaglia from The Athletic coming up in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah, Joe B's take on Tyrell Shavers is one that you might be surprised by. We'll get to that coming up here in the 4 o'clock hour. And joining us later this hour, one of our favorites from 13 Wham Sports and BuffaloPlus.com, Jenna Cottrell stops by the sports bar.
Jenna Cottrell comes by today on the day where MVS reminds everybody, okay, this is why I'm here.
Yes, he also had a drop a couple of plays later. So,
right.
I mean, with the good comes the bad, I think, with MVS. And, boy, that's the debate, right? And you know, Jenna and Mike and Dan over at 13, they're all – Dan's got the take that MVS is going to lead the Buffalo Bills in receiving yards this year.
I think that's crazy.
There's a lot of people that think that's crazy, including Dan's coworkers, including Jenna, who will be stopping by. And look, MVS had a nice catch today. And he also had a ball that you see it and you're like, might want to come up with that one. I don't know if I mean.
It wasn't just a nice catch. That was the starting secondary, which he got a clear two steps
on. He got behind.
Okay. Who else in this defense do you trust to do that? You know, put my finger quote here. Take the top off the defense.
Yeah.
Is it Curtis Samuel? It's not Keon Coleman. It's not Khalil Shakir. It's not Dawson Knox. KJ Hamler is dinged.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the Bills decide to do. And I think you have some roster gymnastics ahead for the Buffalo Bills as well. And a couple of injuries here that might land players on IR to start the season, freeing up a couple of roster spots.
Yeah, IR, PUP, there's a few ways you can kind of go with this here. As the list was long today in terms of the players not participating. And, hey, if you're not practicing 2 days ahead of the game, chances are you're not going to be playing the game on Saturday. Jenna Cottrell, 13-win Buffalo Plus, coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Now, Sean McDermott spoke this morning before practice to kind of lay out find some final notes and preparations for Saturday's preseason opener. We wanted to make sure you had that information as well. That press conference from earlier today, we'll get that to you here in less than an hour.
Well, I'm going to bullet point it for you here.
Sure.
Because this wasn't your typical McDermott, okay, I'm going to just talk night. I think there were actually three things you can pull out of this. One, which, okay, your lead story, I suppose, it actually made it on ESPN.com as a lead. Hey, Josh Allen's going to play along with the first string. Okay, we can kind of debate that. It's the evergreen, age-old topic. What do you do with your players preseason and don't get hurt, right? Or do you need them to get some work? Well, they need a little work in the eyes of the coaching staff. So that's headline number one. Headline number two, Mike Danger, and this has been, understand that sometimes writers are assigned to do stories, and somebody was assigned to do a story this week to talk to the coaches and everybody else, Josh Allen, hey, the receiving core, how's this going to be different from Steph Diggs? You got to mention the word Steph Diggs in there.
Makes a lot of fans big mad.
It's so divisive, right? Like, we just say the name Diggs. Can we just acknowledge this is actually a guy with a lot of talent that's no longer on the team?
And it's not going away. At least if it goes away, it will reemerge when they play them in week five. It will be the storyline of week five.
Yes. And what I think Sean McDermott did today, and I don't know if he did this intentionally or accidentally or if he even cares, but he gave just enough for a bulletin board quote for Steph Diggs. If I'm Steph Diggs, I'm taking that to heart.
Yeah. Ultra competitive guys will take pretty much anything that you say that could be even a veiled attempt at a slight to heart. They'll use that as motivation. And McDermott essentially saying that he liked the
unselfish nature.
The unselfish nature of the wide receiver room this year at camp.
Oh, okay. So
what's missing?
Is he talking about Gabe Davis?
Yeah.
Is he talking about Trent Sherfield?
It's a power move. I don't know that it was necessary, but it comes a day after Josh Allen was asked about Diggs and said, you know, when asked, do you miss him? He said, I don't know that I miss him. But then he kind of circled back and said, well, it'd be hard not to miss that kind of production. So Josh Allen does not miss having Steph Diggs around. That much is clear, mm-hmm. right? Like, we can say that even though he answered it in a political way and kind of backtrack a little bit, his initial reaction was like, I don't know that I could say I miss him. Like, he doesn't miss having a guy chirping in his ear saying, don't forget to feed me no matter what. Feed me, feed me, feed me. If that was indeed what was happening, and we have every reason to believe, like, that there was that pressure to find Diggs before you find anybody else. And those guys on the field, you would have never really known that there was any sort of issue, but I'm sure off the field, they weren't really the same dude. You've got a golden retriever and you've got a pit bull, right? You've got a guy who's an ultra competitor who wants to win at all costs. Not that Josh doesn't, but he does it in a different way. He's more concerned. He's not more concerned. He's just concerned with his likability. He's going to be a guy that you respect, but also a guy that you can.
Two different ways of leading.
Right. I don't know that one's better than the other.
You can't have two alphas, though. Who's the alpha?
That's right.
That was that's what we have revisited here in the last few days. And like you said, when we get to Houston week, that's all we're going to be hearing about. Here's headline number three. And I was so excited. You were doing your hit today, your appearance on WCMF during camp. And by the way, thank you for doing that with the guys, Danger. I was over at the McDermott press conference. Listen to this. I run back and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to tell Danger this. And I'll tell everybody this. And I'm going to add. I'm going to give you the question, and then I'm going to tell you what McDermott said. Okay, the question was by Catherine Fitzgerald from the Buffalo News. Hey, who is the veteran or rookie that has impressed you the most in this camp? Very straightforward question. Now, I'm thinking in my mind, Danger, I've heard McDermott enough. I'm thinking he is not going to take this opportunity to highlight somebody because, well, there's a lot of names he could say, right? So he begins by saying, well, I'm going to give you a cop-out answer. I'm like, sure enough. And he's talking about the units, blah, 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 blah. And then he pauses. Now, he's going to mention two names here, two. Mm-hmm. Who would be one of the most unlikely names you would say that had, whether it's a veteran or a rookie, that had a good camp? He says Tyler Bass.
Oh, the kicker.
Tyler Bass, who didn't have a good scrimmage at the blue and the red, who missed kicks the day before, hasn't had it. We had Matt Perino. He's like, it doesn't look the same here. And oh, by the way, let's go back to the last playoff game. Do I need to rematch? What is going on here? What's going on here? It just seems like, well, McDermott gets this question in his mind. Hey, it's an opportunity to give one of my players a little bit of a confidence shot. For all those years listening to Don Granato talk about how great Rasmus Dahlin was. Give me a break. Rasmus Dahlin's making mistakes. What are we doing? Oh, he's pumping the tires.
Yeah, he's building up the confidence. Sure. And so much of their performance, any athlete's performance, stems from having confidence. Now, if you're going to have confidence and you're going to talk, you got to back it up. See Noah Lyles and see Sha'Carri Richardson from the Olympics. You have a guy in Bass who was automatic from the moment he entered the league. Something happened last year, and maybe part of it was what was going on around the team, was what was going on in the locker room, or it was just that lack of confidence that you need to hear it from somebody else. You could be one of the best kickers in the league. You could look around and you could see, a Harrison Butker, you could see a Justin Tucker, and you could be that guy for the Buffalo Bills if you are automatic, if you are consistent. And he needs to get back on that pathway. He veered off of it last year and became a little less than reliable for the Buffalo Bills. So I see what he did there. I don't really have a problem with him doing that. The second one is, all right, now we're just pouring it on. I mean, yeah. Tyrell Shavers, he might make the team. Okay, let's say Tyrell Shavers makes the team and they carry six wide receivers. And he makes the team because he's versatile and he can play any position you put on offense and he can play special teams. And there are other guys that can't contribute the way Shavers can contribute. But if he doesn't make the team, is there a team out there that's going to say, ooh, Shavers is out there, we got to get Shavers, that's the guy that we need? I don't think there is.
No.
I don't think there is.
No, Danger, if you are going to scour the waiver wire for a fifth one, you're looking at ceilings or guys that can help you week one. Ceiling, that's in the eye of the beholder with Shavers, and he's not going to help you week one.
I think the coach likes him because he works hard. I think the coach likes him because he's been doing it the right way. Whatever you ask him to do, he'll do it. He's to the Bills' offense and special teams what Cam Lewis is to the defense, right? He's a guy that, where do you want me? I'm there. What do you want me to do? I'll do it.
Right. So the way I look at this, and injuries are going to play a big part, I think, who's ready week one in shaping that final 53, but Tyrell Shavers is the guy, Danger, that is the perfect practice squad guy that, hey, we're going to keep you down here. Maybe we elevate you for a few games here, and God forbid there's some sort of injury, well, then you'll be the first one we'll promote.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I still have a hard time seeing him making the final 53. Hey, look, there's three preseason games, and I'm sure we'll hear a lot of Tyrell Shavers.
What are we talking about ultimately? The fifth wide receiver?
Yeah.
Put this in fantasy terms. You're not going anywhere near the fifth wide receiver. What is the fifth wide receiver to anybody? This Bills team, especially, it's going to run a lot of 12 personnel. They're going to see Dawson Knox, the forgotten guy. So pretty much on the field, you're going to have Knox and Kincaid, and you're going to have Keon Coleman and the opposite side, Shakir. And then Curtis Samuel will rotate around here every once in a while. And oh, yeah, right. So where are we talking about here? Mac Hollins is on this team. He's your special teams guy. I don't see a spot for Shakir, but I see the head coach.
For Shavers.
I'm sorry, for Shavers, yeah.
Shakir's on the team.
Shakir's the leading receiver on this
team. He's on the team. Breaking news in the sports bar. I also, as camp concludes.
Ow! 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 It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
I can feel comfortable in saying Josh Allen won the quarterback competition at Buffalo Bills training camp. Oh. He'll be your starter this year with Mitchell Trubisky backing him up. There was a fourth headline from the McDermott press conference that you didn't mention.
Okay.
Bobby Babich will be calling the defensive plays Saturday.
That's true.
That was the big question throughout the course of the spring. Who's calling plays? Who's calling plays? And Sean McDermott saying, I'm not going to tell you who's calling plays. Let me evaluate. And all along probably knew, hey, if we're going to keep Bobby Babich, a guy who had opportunity elsewhere to go be the dude, to go be a defensive coordinator, then, yeah, we're probably going to have to give him that responsibility here as well.
It's strange, though, how he's treating Bobby Babich like any other player. Like, okay, well, he's going to do it this week. Well, what about after? Well, we'll see.
I don't know, it doesn't work that way. I don't think it's
it doesn't work that way.
I don't think it's a week by week thing.
No,
I do think that if Sean McDermott doesn't like what he sees, that he will take control and he will do it his way. I do believe that, but I think it's Bobby Babich's job as the defensive coordinator now to be the defensive play caller.
Yeah, in kind of in that conversation, McDermott, this camp was actually spending more time with the offense. Mm-hmm. Why? Well, he's got to give Bobby Babich some breathing room. He's got to make it kind of like you are the guy and just not hover.
This is your defense.
Right.
It's, I mean, it's in scheme, it's my defense, but it's your defense now. These are your guys.
I'm going to give listen, I'm very critical on McDermott. I think our show is fair in our criticisms on McDermott, but you got to give him credit on this one. He's managing this.
It's the way he should.
Yeah.
He's the president. You've got people, you've got your cabinet underneath you. You have to manage them and make sure that they're doing it the way you want to do it. And I think McDermott at camp this year, I don't know if you feel the same way, but to me, he seemed more loose, maybe a little less guarded. And maybe he's just comfortable in his role now or comfortable in his position, knows that he's in a good spot with this team. But I think a lot of it has to do with these are his guys. He's got his guys. I don't feel like there's an agenda at play. There isn't a scapegoat really lined up or somebody that you can fall back on. I mean, like, and the roster, the guys that he has here are, I mean, think of a room full of Cam Lewis's. Like, I feel like that's what you have. Like, what do you need, coach? Wherever you need me, I'm here. I'm a football player. I'll go wherever you want me to go. I think there's a handful of guys that maybe aren't exactly that, but I think for the most part, that's what you have with this roster. There is the trade-off there is that there is, I believe, less talent on this roster than what you had last year.
I think that's fair. How could there not? Like, Poyer and Hyde, you know, also you have certainly Mitch Morse not here, Davis and Diggs right at the top of the list, and let's not forget about Tre'Davious White. But as you'll hear in our conversation with Joe Biscalia, that's kind of what made this camp interesting, right? A lot of these younger players, and that's why Saturday is really interesting too. Here's also something we should kind of just mention. It hasn't worked. This hasn't gotten you to where you need to. So is it the coaches? Is it the players? Something had to change. And when you look at the salary cap, which is a real thing, hey, I would say this was the time to kind of retool here in 2024.
I'll tell you what, Gino. If they're a 10 or 11 win team with the amount of dead cap that they're carrying this year, that's an impressive job by Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott to do that with. When you got one hand tied behind your back like that, I think if that's what this team ultimately is, then Bean and McDermott have done their jobs.
And this is still a playoff team. Can we just nod?
And if it doesn't work, if they're not a playoff team, if they're not a 10 or 11 point lead, maybe that's the scapegoat. Hey, we kind of knew going into this season, not a rebuild, but we definitely had turnover.
Okay, so timeout. This is interesting. If they don't make the playoffs, okay. Well, I'm going to put the injury aside because, okay, sure. Like, if something happens.
Injuries happen.
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying injuries. Let's assuming everybody's healthy. They don't make the postseason. The answer is why. I don't see Josh Allen at this point taking a step back. What if these receivers are just.
I think if Josh Allen, you know, the hope is that Josh Allen can elevate the play of Curtis Samuel, of, you know, Khalil Shakir, Mac Hollins. I mean, these are not guys that are wide receiver, you know, your typical wide receiver one on an NFL roster. But can he elevate their play? Can he deliver the ball in a place where they're able to be productive? That's the hope. And maybe the scapegoat, if it goes poorly, is, I mean, look at all that dead cap we were carrying. We knew that this was going to be a year where we needed to retool, and next year is the year where they say, all right, we recognize that we were short on talent. Let's go back out and invest in talent. It's not like they haven't done it before. They invested in Von Miller. They invested in Steph Diggs. They invested in really, really talented players.
I'm going to give you my answer here, too. I mean, we can't skate by the safeties here. That is a concern. Okay, that is a real concern that you're right now down to two guys. And I know you're the safe. I wouldn't put either one of them out there. Like, you get one more injury at safety, what are you doing at this point? It's like you don't have all this reserve there. You can go out and, you know, buy somebody here. That's not going to happen here in August. And then the pass rush, too. So if you couple those two things together and you're losing high-scoring games.
Yeah.
Oh, and Matt Milano, too. Are we 100% sure? Are we sure he's back?
We need to see it.
Yeah,
we need to see it. I think in practice, at camp, there were moments where you're like, okay, he looks good. I also think there are times when you're watching a player at practice or at camp where it's hard not to look good. It's really hard not to look like your old self. When we saw Trey White and Von Miller rehabbing the last couple of seasons, it was like, no, they look good. They look ready to go. They weren't ready to go. They clearly weren't ready to go. So even if what we don't know is mentally what is going on between the ears of Matt Milano. And part of that is we never hear from Matt Milano. The guy never speaks.
Which I'm fine with. No, it's funny. Like, why doesn't he speak? Because he doesn't like to. It's fine.
He's a football guy.
It's fine, yeah.
Straight up football guy. We had a conversation with 13WAM Sports and BuffaloPlus.com's Jenna Cottrell right after practice earlier today from St. John Fisher University. We want to make sure we get that to you next. Also, Sean McDermott spoke with the media before today's practice. That media session is coming up for you just after 4 o'clock. Our conversation with Joe Biscaglia of The Athletic will be coming up in the 4 o'clock hour as well. We have time for your calls throughout the course of the afternoon. You can fire away and ask us anything about Buffalo Bills training camp now that it's closed up shop for another season here in Rochester. 866-4FAN is our phone number. 585-866-4326. And thanks for watching along on our stream on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheFanRochester, our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester, and engaging with us on X, that's Elon's Twitter, X, at The Fan Rochester. More next in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fan Rochester Sports Update.
Bills heading back to Buffalo. The St. John Fisher portion of training camp has broken. Josh Allen, the starters, will see about a quarter worth of action, and the Bills take on the Bears on Saturday. Sean McDermott also wants to see more out of his kicking game.
You know, opportunities that we can in preseason for both Sam and T-Bass will be important for us. So, I mean, you may see on some fourth downs, I decide not to go for it where I normally would, just to continue to get those guys valuable reps and time on task. And So I've been overall very pleased with the day-to-day effort.
Jenna Cottrell, 13 WHIM and Buffalo Plus, joining us next in the Sports Bar. At the Olympics, Serbia is leading the United States in men's basketball. They're in the second, 39-25 is the score. Rochester Red Wings tonight playing in Buffalo. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Welcome back in the sports bar. And the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. We're live from St. John Fisher University, the final day of Buffalo Bills training camp, Gino.
Yeah, as it's bittersweet. But we're happy to be joined by Jenna Cottrell, 13 WHIM, Buffalo Plus, and it's good to have a member of the Rochester media on with us here, because it's a different perspective seeing those moving vans, and our moment in the sun is coming to an end here.
I know, it's true. It's crazy also how quickly they do pack up after camp, but I love this part of the season, especially as someone who lives in Rochester. It's so cool to see this city, this area get some shine, and I know all the players talk about how much they enjoy being here too. Like, we talked to Connor McGovern after practice today, and he was just speaking about this is such a unique opportunity, and I think it's why the Bills have been coming back here for 2+ decades, is the opportunity to have everyone kind of without the distractions that they have in Orchard Park. They all have families, or, you know, it's easy to get caught up with everything. Whereas here, it's like you're hanging out in the dorms, you're walking to the chow hall together, you're kind of all in the same place. And I think especially for this team with so many new faces, it's important every year, but this year in particular, because of how much newness there has been, it's a great chance. I think the Bills had a lot of fun here. I think they're ready to go. I think they're ready and excited to be back in their own beds, all that stuff I get. The older I get, I'm like, yeah, I miss my bed when I do leave. But I think it's great, and I always love it for this area too.
So, Jenna, before we talk about what we see on the field, on the practice field, and what we're looking forward to seeing on Saturday, in the last 24 hours, there's been a little bit of this undercurrent of what the Bills were last year with Stephon Diggs on this roster. Josh was asked about it yesterday. McDermott today, I mean, you could view it as maybe a slight on Diggs, saying that he likes how unselfish the current wide receiver room is. It just feels different around the team. Do you get that same sense?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like I did hear McDermott say, you know, the unselfishness of that wide receiver group. And my ears kind of went out a little bit of like, oh, you know, that's something that is such a big part of, I think, the identity of which he wants this team to be. And I think even when Josh Allen was asked on, what day is it, Thursday? On Wednesday, when it was, you know, do you miss Stephon Diggs? And he was like, well, I don't know if I would say miss. You know, you miss their production. I think that that is, you know, it's a different vibe this year. It really is. And you might see tweets online about that being the case. And I'm like, it really does feel that way, because there's so many players that are looking to Buffalo and looking for this opportunity to have Josh Allen throwing the ball and know what that could do for their career as well. So I think that, you know, undoubtedly Stephon Diggs is an incredibly talented player who has put up huge numbers, and what he has added to the Bills and now what he expects to be adding to Houston. But I think it fits more the identity of this team, of it being, and we've heard Joe Brady say this all camp, of like everybody's going to eat. And I think that I really am starting to see that come into fruition, especially with some of the different skill sets you see from some of the guys. So it's weird. It's like so many fans are like, stop talking about Stephon Diggs. And it's, I get it. And I'm also like, this is going to be a thing, especially they play week five.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be a part of this season. So we'll just see how the Bills do, because you all know how narratives work, because if the Bills are struggling offensively, it's going to be like, I can't believe they traded away Diggs.
Correct.
This is not a story if the Bills' offense can be productive and put up drives and put up numbers, all that stuff, but that could always happen. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see it all play out, but I think for this team this year, it really has been a reset and one that I think that they've needed. And even salary cap-wise, this year has looked a little bit different. So it's been fun to cover.
Yeah, staying with the receivers, Jenna Cottrell, by the way, our guest, 13-win Buffalo Plus. The play of the day, I think, from practice today was seeing MVS get behind the first string secondary.
Hold on, that's Bill's leading wide receiver, MVS.
I was about to say, I know, the one day I was coming on here, and Dan Fates, my lovely coworker, my best friend, has said that MBS is going to be leading the Bills in yards this season. And Mike and I were like, Mike Catalan and I are like, okay, whatever, Dan. Another scalding hot Dan Fates take. But today I was like, all days for him to make his best catch. I got to come on here after. But no, MBS had a beautiful catch. It really was. And he was someone that going into camp, I was like, all right, we'll see. Obviously, his resume speaks for itself. 2 Super Bowls with the Chiefs. But he's obviously had drops in his career at really untimely moments.
And he also had a drop in practice today, too.
I was about to say. So the first week of camp, I was like, oh my God, my take looks so much better. Mike's take looks so much better. But he did look good today. But you're right, he did have a drop after that. So I think you see the ceiling. Like, the ceiling's there. We see that. But can he be consistent enough for what this team needs? That will be something that will be played out throughout the year.
I just view guys like him as more of what they had versus more of what they want in the future. And I think that's guys who can catch the ball, guys that have a high catch rate, whether you're talking about Shakir or Dalton Kincaid. I imagine Mac Hollins fits that profile more so than what we got out of Gabe Davis last year.
Yeah.
And I just don't know that MVS is that guy.
Yeah, I mean, when you're a wide receiver, your job is to catch the ball.
Correct.
And so if you're not doing that, then that is a huge issue. But you talk about those other guys. I think I've honestly been really impressed by Mac Hollins. I kind of thought when they signed him, I'm like, cool, like veteran guy, special teams presence. That's all great. What can he actually do on the like for this offense? But I have been really pleasantly surprised by his hands. Also, if you talk about Mac Hollins, you have to talk about the juice that he brings. Like, he is someone that, going into this season, I was worried because at practice, Stephon Diggs every day was pushing everyone to be the best. Hey, you need to do this better. Hey, we got to do this. All this stuff. And I wanted to see who would kind of take from that group, who would take over that role, because that is really important. It's very easy for things to get mundane. It's their job. Like, don't get me wrong, they love it, but we've all been there where you're like, I don't really feel like working today. Don't tell Mike or Dan. Or 13-win. But I think Mac has added that element, and then also I've just been surprised because I think he has been more of a piece than I was expecting, and he's shown up in the moments where he's been asked to. So he's been someone that I honestly, not to say wrote off, but wasn't expecting to see as much of him, but have been impressed by what I have seen.
Yeah, Jenna, there was one answer in McDermott's press conference where my antenna went up this morning, and it was a question of who has impressed you, veteran or rookie? And then McDermott begins the answer saying, I'm going to give you a cop-out answer. I'm like, okay, he's not going to answer this. Let's move on. And then he did give a name, and my jaw dropped. Tyler Bass?
Yeah, that was that was pretty surprising to me, and obviously to you all as well, because that is someone that, you know, we asked at the end of last season, like, do the Bills have a kicking problem? Because, and then obviously how things played out against the Chiefs, that kick. And throughout camp, he has looked, I think, I don't want to say shaky, but also, he's missed some kicks. I feel like they've paid him so much money. And he has been automatic. I mean, it feel like in years past, it'd be like Bass is out there, count the three. All right, the Bills are able to, you know, get ready for the next drive. But this season, it hasn't looked how it has in the past. And that is something, him saying that, McDermott today, I felt like he was kind of trying to, like, you know, pump up his guys' tires. Yeah. Of like, hey, man, you got this, all this stuff.
Yeah, and actually, now if I'm looking ahead to Chicago on Saturday, that's a storyline, right? He's got, if he makes his kicks, no problem, we move on. This is a story next week if he doesn't.
1,000%. And we were talking about it on the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel of, like, when do they bring in a guy for competition or what do they do? And Mike Catalano was talking about the fact of, you know, it would have to go really wrong, I think, for this team because of how much money they have, how much they have invested in Bass. But we know that this league, especially in kickers, there's a lot of veteran guys if the job is not getting done. I am curious because that will absolutely be something on Saturday. You know, there's... I want to see how the ones look. I want to see how, you know, Connor McGovern is snapping the ball for Josh Allen. I want to see how the wide receivers look. I also want to see how Tyler Bass is kicking on Saturday, and that will be something that's a point of emphasis for this team going forward.
We're spending a lot of time at camp talking about the safety position because of the injuries at the position and the additions to the position and the lack of additions to the position as well. There's a lot here to unpack. One, I'm wondering what your take is on Damar Hamlin. Clearly, they would prefer he to be a third string safety. Otherwise, they wouldn't have drafted Cole Bishop in the second round. Cole Bishop is injured. Edwards is injured. You bring in a couple of free agent guys here as camp bodies, but we'll see what they can do in the preseason as they kind of learn and grow. I'm curious as to the roster gymnastics that you think might happen here over the course of the preseason and whether or not we see them maybe, you know, is Edwards an IR candidate to start the season to open up an extra roster spot? How severe is this Cole Bishop week to week shoulder injury? You know, what do you think this, you know, for the preseason, I think us seeing Hamlin out there with Taylor Rapp, I think we'll be okay with.
Yeah.
But what do you think this all looks like come week one?
I think it really is pinpointed on what the injuries are for Mike Edwards. And that's someone who, you know, when the Bills signed him, they expected for him to be the guy starting alongside Taylor Rapp. And for him to miss the spring with an injury, have another injury crop up during camp, it has really been, I think, just such a huge loss for this team because we know how important that position group is in particular to a Sean McDermott defense. Now, that being said, I have a lot of faith in McDermott and the way he is able to coach up the guys in the secondary and everything that he can do there. But Damar Hamlin is an interesting look because, you know, talking about him coming into the spring, I was like, does he make this roster?
Right.
You know, like realistically, yeah, I don't know. But throughout camp, he has been very consistent and he has been making plays. And I think that's someone that I actually really am looking forward to seeing also on Saturday or what that looks like when he is in the preseason, because right now, Bishop is hurt. Edwards is hurt. Maybe they do move him to IR for Edwards to, like you said, free up a roster spot. But I don't know if I've given enough credit to Damar Hamlin. I want to see.
I think we're all guilty of discrediting
right?
him a little bit.
Honestly, there are guys that we write off, myself, like, absolutely included. Kyir Elam is another example of a guy that I was like, okay, like, we'll see what he can do this season. But for Damar, I want to see how the rest of the summer plays out because I've discredited him, and I think that he is... I mean, and when he filled in before, like, he did a... I think, and that was obviously when he was a younger player, all this stuff. So I'm actually think I'm more encouraged at the position group than I think a lot of other people because I just think I've seen Damar grow so much on the field. And so I'm curious to see how it will play out because I have been wrong before. But that is someone that... I think I'm excited for him to get the chance more.
Jenna Cottrell, 13 WHAM Buffalo Plus. Sean McDermott mentioning this morning, offensive starters, we'll see about a quarter roughly. I'm not worried about Josh Allen. I'm not really worried about the offensive line. I am curious to see James Cook. Not a good practice yesterday for James Cook. What's your worry level about ball security there?
Oh, my gosh. It's funny because we were talking yesterday, once again on the Buffalo Plus channel, about like, we've talked so much about how it is a concern. Ball security is a concern with James Cook. And I'm like, is it now past a concern? Because we have seen this issue of him fumbling the ball throughout the regular season. Obviously, the Bills at one point benching him because of everything. And then in this training camp, I was like, you know what? He's another year older. I think it's important. Like, the maturation process maybe isn't something overnight. But I mean, the fumble yesterday, did he fumble again in the end zone? Like, it could, it was so close. It's like, you know, you need to have that. And that is, like, level one of being on the football field is you got to take care of the football. So I do feel concerned, definitely. And that is huge. So will he be able to grow? We'll see. Mike Catalana used to do the pregame show with Fred Jackson. And Fred Jackson had always talked about how you don't want to be on the other team's bulletin board as a guy of like, hey, this guy will give up the ball. And I worry that that is James Cook right now. So how does he amend that? I don't know, because he's had time in this league. So that is definitely something. I have Ray Davis did have a couple fumbles early on, their draft pick. I think for him, I've liked him. He's been really good in blitz pickup too, which I've been impressed by. I love Ty Johnson too. I think I'm more up on Ty Johnson, but obviously the injury hurts. So James Cook is someone that, yeah, I have concerns, definitely, for sure.
Now, we talked a little bit about MVS earlier with Jenna Cottrell, 13WM Sports, BuffaloPlus.com. Let's talk about the rest of the wide receiver competition, because I think that's the one that's gotten the most attention throughout the course of camp. And, you know, we could discuss whether or not MVS has done enough during camp. We know that we haven't seen much of Chase Claypool dealing with that toe injury, and he can't get on the field. The name that keeps keeps getting brought up that's become like the camp darling, because you heard Sean McDermott mention him again today, as Tyrell Shavers. Mm-hmm. I'm struggling with Tyrell Shavers making this team. I struggle with him being more than a practice squad player. What say you?
I hear what you're saying completely, because I think of last year, Andy Isabella was the training camp darling, and it's like, it's really hard for those guys to make the roster, and obviously he was a practice squad guy. I think Tyrell Shavers, I've never heard really McDermott talk about a player quite with the high regard that he has for Shavers, with a guy that doesn't have the resume of other players, if that makes sense. The other experience that other players have. I think Tyrell Shavers is a guy coming into camp that, I mean, I honestly, like, we get the roster cards and I'm like, oh, Tyrell Shavers, yeah. But yeah. I wasn't like, I was honestly looking more towards Justin Shorter and what he would be. But I think he really has stolen the attention, and it's because he's been so consistent, and it's because he's been able to not just have one good day, he's been able to stack good days. So for this team, I mean, McDermott talked about it today. They love competition, all that stuff. And I feel like this team is more willing to reward that than maybe other teams right now, because the situation at wide receiver is so fluid. But I hear you, because you're like, Tyrell Shavers making the roster, all this stuff. But then you get into the dynamic of, you know, cutting a player, bringing him back on the practice squad. You know, does he have to pass waivers? Whereas like a Chase Claypool, if you cut him, he would just be a free agent. You could possibly resign him. So there's a lot of Brandon Bean's job is going to be hard. But I think that Tyrell Shavers has done as much as he can to prove that he deserves to be on the roster than I way more than I ever expected.
Jenna, last one for me, and it's about Saturday, and usually preseason game, okay, we'll evaluate the Bills. I'm actually curious to see Caleb Williams and this Bears offense and what they do or don't do against this Bills defense. Your thoughts on what we're going to see Saturday?
I'm really excited for that, because I think Caleb Williams, Ryan Poles, their GM, obviously from our area, you know, using Caleb Williams, the first overall pick, all that stuff. I think, I'm rooting for a guy, but I think for Caleb Williams, I mean, we've talked so much about him, and he's like a little bit quirky, and I love that. So I want to see what he can do. I mean, it's preseason, so, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be way more. Look, usually preseason games, you're like, bubble wrap everyone, just get to the other side and be healthy. I want that, and also I am excited to see what the on-field product looks like, which you can't always say about summer games.
Tell us a little bit about the coverage you got coming up here leading up to week one and everything you've got going on at BuffaloPlus.com, Jenna.
Yeah, so we do a bunch. We do daily recaps of what went down at practice. You can find that on the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel. We also have an audio podcast because, you know, if you are out and you don't want to have your video rolling, you can check out the Buffalo Plus creative name, I know. The audio podcast, you can find that wherever you listen to your podcasts. We have a fun story coming up, Dan Fates. He's like the social media extraordinaire. He did a story about Sean McDermott's earlier comments about the wide receivers being like the utensil drawer in your house that you don't know like what's in there. He talked to some of the wide receivers about where they think they fit in and who the other players are. who's a spork, who's the spatula, who's the tongs.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty fun. And then I actually have a sit-down interview coming up with DeJuan Smoot, a new player to the team who's had a lot of versatility on the defensive line. Great guy. Played his whole career in Jacksonville, coming off an Achilles injury a couple years ago. So he's trying to kind of get back into form, but great guy. So we'll have those stories coming up. And if you haven't checked it out, shameless plug, I love how well did the Bills know Rochester story that Mike does.
Funny.
It's really funny. You can find that on social media or on the 13WAM, 13WAM.com.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Real quick. I mean, the utensils thing from McDermott, that's funny. Just tells me he doesn't know how to cook, though.
No, I mean, well, as someone who now owns a house, and I've only been in it, we've only been in it for not even 2 years. It is astonishing how much stuff just compiles in like a little minute. So I kind of got what he was saying, where the other day, it's funny, like the first week of camp, I just, you know, I opened my utensil drawer and I was like, I thought of McDermott's comments and I was like, yeah, well, we got some weird stuff. Like, I'm like, matchbooks? I'm like, why do we have, I don't know. I know this sounds probably silly, but just like the weirdest stuff. So yeah, I gave a little giggle at that. And I was thinking of Sean McDermott a couple years ago saying the Bills wide receivers were Smurfs. So he really loves the unique analogies.
You're either a Smurf or a kitchen utensil.
Yeah,
thinks highly of those wide receivers. Jenna, thank you so much for carving out some time for us. And enjoy the rest of the preseason.
Thank you so much for having me on.
That was Jenna Cottrell earlier today from St. John Fisher University, live in the Sports Bar. It's Danger and Battaglia wrapping up Buffalo Bills training camp for another season here in the Flower City.
Yeah, practice this morning was lighter, certainly lighter than yesterday, and boy, they don't waste it. They're not sitting around, you know, having lunch or anything.
No, they got up.
Done,
and they're gone.
It is done, and the teardown began. So you and I figured, all right, let's just go back to the air-conditioned studio.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Yeah. In fact, the only benefit to staying back at camp would have been to, you know, do a little scavenger hunt, a little scrounging afterwards, maybe hit the dorms, see if the players left any valuables behind. I hear that they do that, by the way. I hear that, like, they'll show up with their flat screen TVs and just kind of leave them behind.
Really?
Yeah, that's the word on the street, that every now and then after they're done with camp, they just kind of, it's fine. Whatever. I'd rather not take that back.
I would think Fisher Security might not let you go through Dorsey Hall or
can't
wherever.
Can't do that?
No.
Oh, good. Let me ask you this then. If we're talking about weird utensils, what's the weirdest utensil you have in your kitchen that you can think of?
Spork was a funny one. I don't own a spork. What is the weirdest
Nobody owns a spork. It's something you just kind of stumble on. You have it like, from that one time I went to Popeye's 12 years ago, they put a spork in my bag and I kept it.
We still have sippy cups.
Really?
Kids are, yes. Hmm. I'm going to get in trouble for this by bringing that up.
Okay.
Like, time to recycle or throw out, right?
Yeah, those need to go.
Yeah.
We have, I mean, the collection of water bottles in my house is, it's out of control. It's reached, I mean, it's code red in my kitchen with straws. You know, they're not sippy cups. They're teenager sippy cups is what they are.
You know what we have too? Like, you go to Disney and if you got the meal plan there.
Oh, you get the tumbler.
The tumbler. Okay, this was what, 8-9 years ago? Adios.
Wouldn't it be nice if you just bring that to any soda fountain and just pop it down and get free soda? Like if Disney had that kind of reach, that kind of pull, where it worked outside the borders of the resort, where you could get that unlimited soda supply and we're all walking around with corn syrup oozing out of our pores.
Do you think if it went back to All-Star Sports or the Caribbean resort there, like all of a sudden, I could use that again?
I think that's what they are meant for, right? Yeah. Like lifetime supply of Blue Powerade, if you so desire. That's good. I've got one of those Italian coffee makers. You know what I'm talking about? I know the name of it escapes me, and I don't want to butcher it because I it would make my family upset. But, you know, the metal coffee makers where you put the espresso in and the water underneath, the water boils up through it. Is it called a castagnette or something like that? But the water boils up, and you've got basically espresso right from your stove. We've got a couple of those, and I love them, but we rarely use them. Those I don't know who on the Buffalo Bills would be that, the one that's kind of percolating underneath, that's ready to brew, ready to pop, deliver.
Kyrie Elam.
Ooh.
Kyrie Elam. Like, we'll hear more from Joe Biscaglia. Like, okay, was this real or not? Joe Biscaglia will be coming up here about a half hour.
Yeah. Up next, we want to give you Sean McDermott's comments from earlier today. Before practice, he spoke with the Buffalo Bills media. Sean McDermott's full press conference where he lays out the plan for Saturday in the preseason opener and heaps some praise on his kicker and Tyrell Shavers, and also clarifies who will be calling plays on defense. It'll be Bobby Babich up in the booth come Saturday. Sean McDermott's press conference is on the way next here on The Fan Rochester on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester. The best place to bet the games this summer is FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. I'm Mike Danger for FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 95.7 The Fan. Right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Then you can bet on all your favorite international teams and all your favorite sports, from basketball to badminton and soccer to swimming. FanDuel has it all. So don't miss your chance to score $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Mike to sign up and start betting the games today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.